Welcome to Trends for Business Success, the podcast. I'm Scott Patton, your co-host, along with Shane James. We'd like to welcome you and thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us for this podcast. And in each podcast, we're going to be talking about a specific trend that you can take advantage of, whether you're in an established business already, whether you're thinking of starting your own business, whether you want to get online, offline, however you want to conduct your business. We're going to be discussing with you trends that we see that are going to be able to help your business. We're also going to be discussing some trends that may be really helpful for you to get into business with or take into your city, because oftentimes what we find is something that's really, really successful and taking off in LA or New York or London, it takes a while to get to the other cities. And if you can find out about them first, take advantage of them, of course, then you're following that trend. And it's like they say, a rising tide lifts all ships. We want you to be lifted up, not drowned. So how are you doing today, Shane?
I'm doing just fabulous today, Scott. And how about yourself?
I'm doing excellent.
Great.
So we're going to talk about a trend to start off.
Trend. Today we're going to talk about the podcasting trend.
One of the ones that's very, very close to my heart.
And the reason I thought that we should start with this one, because as some of you listeners know, is that I've become very successful in finding trends in my life before everybody else. And I really believe to become really successful in business is that you got to find the trend before anybody else. And you see so many people in business opening up a pizza shop and there's already four pizza shops on the corner. Yeah. Or opening up a website on the internet when there's
hundreds
and millions of them doing the same thing. So they're not succeeding in business. That's why business success is so low right now. So it's finding the right trend, and you can become extremely successful. The podcasting was a no-brainer for me. Scott came to me and he said, podcasting, nobody's really doing this. And I kind of looked at it and I did some research and I looked and I said, this is a great trend. So I jumped on the bandwagon with Scott and I said, okay, let's just get some going. And the first podcast that we did was weight loss.
Yeah, weight loss and the mind.
Weight loss and the mind podcast. And we're number one in the health and fitness industry now in weight loss and the mind on Podomatic. And then we decided, since I had so much expertise in trends in business, that, well, let's get on to another trend and let's bring business into the podcast. And so because we're the first in, we have listeners from all over the world, and we stem to make a lot of money from the podcasting. And you out there too can make a lot of money getting in on this now, because there's still very little people doing this. And let me send it over to Scott and let Scott talk a little more about the podcasting, and then I'll kind of finish it off and tell you why I got so excited to get in onto the podcasting.
Great. Well, thanks, Shane. I'm known as the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, and because I've been really, really focused the last year and a half, 2 years on weblogs, RSS feeds, podcasting. And here's the thing. If you want to have a site on golf, you're going to be competing with hundreds and hundreds of millions of websites that talk about golf. But if you're to do a podcast on golf, iTunes, which has 86% of the podcasting market, in terms of being a search engine, has about 60 podcasts on golf list. If you look at dieting, if you look at stop smoking, if you look at real estate, if you look at Forex or mutual funds or investing, any of the major insurance, I mean, it's just, you go through them all and there's 5 podcasts, 10 podcasts, maybe 50 podcasts. Internet marketing, which of course this is all about being on the internet, you know, 140 podcasts. I mean, that's nothing. And so this is really a pioneering stage of technology. Now, there's some trends behind it that are really, really pushing the popularity of podcasts. One of which is 50% of the people in the United States who have internet connections now have broadband connections, which means they can download a 40, 50, 100 meg file in minutes. When it used to be in the old days, telephone wires and stuff, 56K modems, it would take you like 4 hours to download what you just downloaded and listened to in a couple minutes. So that's a huge, huge technological advance that pushes video and audio onto being viable on the internet. Second thing that's happening is Bill Gates has gone to his inner circle and said, you know what, boys, we're going to put another icon on the desktop of the computer. Well, The last time he did this was about 12 or 13 years ago with a little icon you may recognize on your desktop called Internet Explorer. So, you know, 13 years ago, if you knew how big the internet was going to be and how powerful websites were, just think what it would have been like if you'd have got your website up then instead of thinking, oh, maybe you should be doing it now, right? Same with another little icon he decided to put on everybody's desktop, which was Outlook Express. Now just think, you know, people have built huge email lists and make millions and millions of dollars. In fact, I was just talking with a friend of mine who has, you know, 12,000 people on his email list, and he makes $2 million a year off of that list. So that's not 12,000 people is not a lot of people. But because he's developed a great relationship with them over time, he makes a recommendation, he makes products, they want the products, they buy the products, he's happy, they're happy, and it's a great situation. Well, email marketing today is very, very difficult to do. It's hard to build those lists. Not like it was, you know, even 5 or 6 years ago. I built a list for a log home company that was like 23,000 people, and I did it in 13 months. It was, you know, log homes. Who knew, right? So now Bill Gates is going to put another icon, and it's a little RSS feed icon. And of course, podcasts are delivered via RSS. And so you can have, we're going to be in a position very, very soon where you do these podcasts and they go directly to the desktop of your potential customers and your customers. And I think when that happens, you're going to see, when it becomes obvious and easy for people to subscribe to podcasts, because right now you got to get iTunes, get in there and figure it all out. When it becomes really, really easy, which it will in the next version of Windows, look out, because everyone's going to jump on the bandwagon. Well, that's too late, folks. That's when the trend has crested and it's become like, what do you call it when it's at the top? Shane?
Peaked out?
When it's peaked out, is that the time you want to jump on the bandwagon?
And that's what I see, is that everybody gets on the bandwagon when it's already peaked out. Or you hear people starting to say, well, I wish I would have seen that then.
Yeah.
So, and they're a little too late at all times.
So nobody listening to this podcast has that excuse anymore, because it's not too late. And we've proved it with our Weight Loss in the Mind podcast, because we got to number 5, and then we got to 4, and then 3, and then 2, and then 1. And we're going to have 2,000 subscribers by the end of the week. We're at, I think, 1951 or something like that. And that's after only doing the podcast for 7 weeks. So just imagine, you get 2,000 people around the world wanting to listen to what you've got to say and developing that relationship. In a very, very short period of time, we've done no pay-per-click, we've done no search engine optimizing, we've done nothing to drive traffic except tell our friends, and of course, we don't have a circle of influence that will drive 2,000 people to sign up for a podcast in 7 weeks. Like, we just don't know that many people, right? And particularly all over the world. So this is, and the other thing that people don't realize, and I think this is really enforces this particular trend, is 38% of the population are auditory learners. They don't want to read. And so you're missing out of 38% of your market if you don't give them a way to listen to you. Apple has gone and done a great job of training your potential customers on how to download podcasts. iPod sales are amazing, right? It's just going through the roof. Podcast listenership is doubling every 3 to 4 months. And I know a number of people who put a podcast up, tripled the volume of traffic to their website. The people that are staying longer, so they're far more targeted. Other people have got, in 3 months, 10,000 people listening to their podcast. The ABC, which is the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, they're looking at, you know, they're saying that they're going to be doing 500,000 podcast downloads a month in about another month based on the way the growth is. It's absolutely phenomenal what's happening. And think about it. When you're talking with somebody, the tone of your voice, your inflection, your enthusiasm, it comes out. It's very, very difficult to write that way so that you can get the same message across. And so the last thing I'm going to say about why you should be podcasting and everything else is go back in history. We had printing press. So all of a sudden we were able to mass produce books. What was like 1500, 1600, 1700, like a long time ago, right? Nothing happened until the early 1900s when we had radio and then movies and then TV. And look at the growth and the impact that those things have had. Who here listening to this doesn't have a radio? Who doesn't have 2 or 3 radios? I mean, I look around, we've got 3 or 4 boom boxes, we've got 2 or 3 radios, we've got alarm radios, we've got Walkmans, we've got MP3 players, You've got stereo system, you name it, right? What does that say? It says people like to listen.
Yeah.
And they're tired of listening to talk radio where there's a commercial every 10 minutes, same commercial, same weather report, same this, same that. They tell you what the question is, they're going to ask the guest, and then they have another commercial, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do a podcast where you can give out really good information on and teach people, right? It's a learning medium, right? Teach people how to do something, like how to train the dog, or how to ride a horse, or how to renovate your house, or how to buy and sell. We're seeing this particularly in industry. A lot of people who have sales forces, guys are on the road, they take the podcast, plug it into their computer, go to sleep. In the morning, there's a message from the boss, there's a message from the company, there's a message from this, you know, the engineer on some changes that they made to their software, to their program, or to their piece of equipment, or whatever it is. And so they're getting that information like immediately, and they're keeping up to date. And they can be listening to this thing while they're shaving or on the road or anything, and however they want, right? We're seeing the divergence of information from the internet and the computer. It used to be you had to sit at your computer to read your email. Here's something. Are you going to go and print out all your email and take it with you to the beach when you want to sit at the beach all day, Shane?
No.
No.
Not a chance.
But would you take some really, really good information from a trusted source, put it on your iPod and listen to it while you're baking in the sun?
Yeah, I just picked up a new iPod.
There you go. You're getting right in it. Of course people would, right? I used to work out at the gym, and the guy came up to me one day and says, why are you listening to your Walkman when we got music? And I said, I'm not listening to music. And he goes, oh, I'm listening to somebody talk. I'm learning. Turning my car into a car university, right? So if you're spending 2 hours commuting back and forth, man, you want to have an iPod. You can plug it in, and there's equipment now that'll put it on an FM transmitter, and you can listen to it on your car radio as you're driving to work. And that 2 hours every day where you're sitting there, instead of listening to mind-numbing music, you can be listening to really good information and learning stuff auditorily. Be improving your business, improving your life, improving your success. So here's the thing. If you really want to get involved in podcasting, I've written a book, www.podcasting-unleashed.com. Takes you through all the steps, and because 38% of the people are auditory learners, I put a whole video series. I've taken the book and I've broken it down into sections, and I've done videos so you can just watch me go through it and then do it yourself on your computer. And you can have a podcast up in 20 minutes or less.
Cool, that's pretty cool. So what would be the biggest benefit of somebody getting onto this trend of podcasting right now?
Well, I can see two. First of all, you will be creating a huge listenership very, very quickly. So you're going to be able to reach a whole bunch of people you're not going to be able to reach right now, because they don't really want to read your newsletters. They don't really want to look at your website. The second thing is both Yahoo, which has a podcast directory in beta right now, and iTunes have a 5-star system, which means if you listen to a podcast and you like it, you can check it and give it a star and give it a review. So here's the thing, and they both also track how many subscribers there are. Okay, so let's say you start a podcast now, you get 500 subscribers, and by the way, go to http://success.podomatic.com to see our podcast. If you've got that in iTunes or in the Yahoo podcast directory, you can give it a star, 5 or 5-star, right? So just think of this. In a year from now, Shane, you decide you want to do a podcast to compete with mine, but I've got, 1,000, 2,000 subscribers. I've got a whole bunch of them going into iTunes and giving me 5-star ratings and really glowing testimonials or reviews. Now, you start up and you've got 1 5-star rating. You did it. You've got 1 great review. Of course, you wrote it. And I've got 500. Who do you think iTunes is going to rank at the top of the list? Not, you'll never, ever, ever catch up to me unless you can. I've already got a huge list of people that really love you that you can tell, go do that. And then you catch up in the 5 stars and you catch up in the subscriber base, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those people that start now, they're not going to be caught, I don't think, ever by a competition, because they're going to be established stars.
How long do you think this trend's going to last before it peaks out?
Well, I think we probably, before it peaks out, I think 3 years. I think that in the next 6 to 8 months, Bill Gates is going to come out with the next version of Windows. And once people start seeing that and figuring it all out, you're going to have a huge growth in the number of podcasts, right? And then what's going to happen is, yeah, you'll have the huge growth in the number of podcasts. Everyone will have jumped on the bandwagon, and it's going to take probably 2 or 3 years before everyone's got off Windows 98 and Windows XP and are on the latest version, so they'll be able to take full advantage of it. I think the other thing that's going to happen, which will accelerate this, is I can't see Bill letting Apple have 86% of anything. So I'm thinking that those guys are going to come up with their own iPod clone, put all their resources behind it, and try and take over the podcasting. Haven't been hearing anything about it that much lately, but you know, there's been whispers over the last couple of months about different things they may be doing. And there's another company who's pretty big called Sony, which started the whole Walkman thing, right? And when I went to buy my MP3 player, I actually bought a Sony one, but I walked in, I said, well, do you have one of those like iPod things? And the guy was insulted. He says, yeah, for 25 years we've had a Walkman. Well, you know what? You buy an iPod, you plug it in, you install the software, and it downloads everything from your podcast or anything you want onto your iPod. It's easy, it's slick, and it's a no-brainer. I had to go back to the Sony store like 4 times and then call and spend an hour with their tech support people in order to figure out how to get something, a podcast that I wanted, off of my computer onto their Walkman. So they haven't got their act together. But what happens when they do? They've got a huge music library, a huge video library. They make computers. They make Walkmans. And once they figure out their like inner fighting or whatever and they get all of those going together, I don't think, you know, I think Apple starts looking very, very vulnerable. And what happens when Bill Gates jumps in? What happens when Sony jumps in? Prices plummet. Your customers and potential customers are going to be educated on every level, everywhere they look, and you're going to have an MP3 player, you know, in every suit pocket. My goal is to have a podcaster in every office, home, and school. So it's going to be easy, and everyone's going to know how to do it, and watch out. And that is going to be too late, because you want to get in then, everybody's doing it, and just forget it.
So would it be fair to say that this trend would be almost like the internet starting out, and if you got in on the internet at the exact right time, we all know people made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Would it be fair to say that this is like that?
This is exactly like that. Those of us that missed it and kicked ourselves because we thought, oh, how could I have missed this
thing? And I'm one of them.
You've got an opportunity now that you haven't seen for 13 years, and I don't think you'll see again for another 13 years. This is going to fundamentally change how people communicate. I was telling you earlier, Shane, that I have a friend from the UK and come to visit me here in Vancouver, BC, and we did a harbor cast. We sat by the harbor, overlooked Stanley Park, the mountains. It was a beautiful sunny evening, and we talked about internet marketing, and I just had my little Panasonic digital recorder, and I held it between the two of us, and we chatted, and I put it up on my internet marketing podcast, and, you know, it was like 20 minutes, half an hour of talking. I did a little bit of editing, take out a couple ums, ahs, or pauses, and put it up, and, like, so this is how you can do it, right? I mean, you don't have to be in a fancy studio doing this sort of thing. In fact, it's even better if you don't. Like, hey, what have you got that's really interesting in my industry? Great, let's talk about it. And you put it up, and people want to hear that. Not interested in people that sound like professional DJs or news announcers. I mean, there is a place for that, obviously. But most of us just want to learn stuff. I want to learn it in a fun, easy way. And I want to get excited and motivated. So that, be yourself, folks. Because that's the other thing. You don't have to take all the, you know, 4 years of university to be a broadcaster or something.
Good. This trend sounds really exciting. And I'm very excited to jump on this trend. It's at the right time and watch our podcast grow at such a great rate. And I can just see that it's working and the timing is perfect. And to me, all businesses are the same. I've been in a lot of different businesses and I really don't know a lot about the podcasting, but I'm becoming very successful at it. So that just tells me that anybody can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, it's very, very simple. Like I said in my book, I explain step by step how to do it, and I've had people come in and take the book and see, wow, like half an hour I had my podcast up and running. And once people realize how easy it is and they realize how much demand there is for the information, there are hundreds, iTunes, the first day it had podcasts available for download, had 1 million subscriptions. Wow. So, yeah, there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that want to get what you've got to say, they want to get that information, and there's nobody out there telling the stories. Mm-hmm. And
for our listeners out there that are kind of sitting there right now and going, well, you know, how really do I get started? You know, I'll buy the book, but, you know, I'm a little nervous and I'm a little fearful. We do offer some coaching, and I'll do success coaching to help you get onto the business and the trend and get going on it and get you started. And then Scott actually will do some coaching with you, and you can discuss that with him with the podcasting area.
Yeah, I'll just step you step by step through the process and help you get started, and you'll be up and away in half an hour, an hour. It doesn't matter. It's very, very quick and very, very simple to do.
Cool. Well, this is just a totally awesome trend to get on. You guys cannot miss the boat on this. It's exciting. It's just where you want to be at the right time. Folks, don't miss the boat on this, because you're going to be kicking yourself. You're going to be thinking, man, I wish I would have got on this one at the right time.
Yeah, go to Google, type in golf. Go to podcast.yahoo.com, type in golf. And in the podcast directory, you'll see 30, 40, 50, 60. I'm not sure today how many there are. In Google, you'll see 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 million results. And that's the difference. You know, you can pound your head in one area, or you can very quickly. No, and that's not to say you don't need to have a website, you don't need to do email marketing, you need, sure you do, but this is another hot channel that will really drive, that's what our experience has been, drive traffic to your sites, particularly if you take the time to develop a really good relationship with your listeners. Did we mention lately how much we appreciate you?
Well, this is some pretty cool stuff, and this is why I thought we would start with this this trend, because I feel that this trend is anybody can do it anywhere in the world from anywhere, and our podcasts are to find the right trends for you guys at the right time, so you guys can go out and make a whole bunch of money in business and not follow the crowd like everybody else does. And that's why people are failing in business, because they're following the crowd.
That's right. I want to say one last thing about podcasts. If you've got a mic attached to your computer and an internet connection, you can do a podcast. And so the amount of investment that it's going to take, like Shane, if I wanted to buy a hot new business, say a franchise of some sort, what are my price ranges? I know I can go up to millions of dollars, but I'm going to start at 20 grand, 50 grand, 100 grand? Like, where am I going to be starting?
You're looking at the average to buy an average business or an average franchise right now is anywhere between $125,000 and $200,000 to buy the business.
Okay, so if you already have a mic and you already have a computer and you already have an internet connection, it's not going to cost you anything to try a podcast. Now, it's like anything else, you don't want to just do it once. I mean, the first time you play golf, did you just hit the ball once and say, oh, I made a bad shot, I'm not going to play this game anymore? No, that's, you know, do 3 or 4 or 5 podcasts. But if you do them like 10 minutes each, take a couple hours out of your life, put them up over a couple or 3 week period and see what happens to your stats. Are you getting visitors? Are you, you know, are people subscribing to your podcast? What's happening? And test it out. And what did it cost you? A couple hours, right? People spend like weeks and months researching businesses before they get started in them, right? And you can do a quick test and see what happened. And that's what we did, folks. Not telling you anything that we don't do. We did this weight loss thing. We had no idea what was going to happen, but we thought, you know what? We can spend a few hours and see. And boom, like all of a sudden, we had 1,000 people listening to us. We had tens of thousands of downloads of our podcast. And we started looking at these maps and like, oh my goodness, look, people in Australia, people in Brazil, people in Europe, all over the place. And we was like, how did this happen? Well, I guess they did a search on weight loss and saw us and thought, well, let's listen and see what happened, right?
Very cool.
And then we got excited. Well, then we're going to do something. Same thing. Whatever business you're in, find what do people want to know about your business, whether it's landscaping, whether it's crafts, what collecting, selling stuff on eBay, whatever it is, do a few podcasts on it, see what happens, and then make a decision, right?
Very cool.
Thank you. All right. So we've talking about a huge trend, in my opinion. Hope this has been valuable to you. We're at http://success.podomatic.com. Pop by, leave a comment, contact us, let us know what's going on. If you've got some trends that you're interested in, that you've been looking at, and you want us to take a look at it, and maybe they can be the subject of a future podcast, let us know. We'd be delighted on doing that. We're going to sign off now, and next time, we're going to be talking about 6 levels of accountability. Right, Shane?
Yes, we're going to set you up on a program so you can be accountable, so you can be extremely successful in your business and your finances. So we're just not going to be talking about trends in general. We're going to, every podcast, we're going to give you a new trend. This trend may not be for you, or it may be for you. The next one might be for you, and so on. But we're also going to give you steps to become extremely successful at getting into the business, or even businesses that you're in already. I teach this, I do this for a living, and all this has helped me become extremely successful in what I do. And I'll tell you this, if the stuff that we teach, if you use it and you apply it, the word is apply, you're going to become extremely successful.
That's right. The key is taking action, folks. So we appreciate you spending the last half hour with us. Really hope that that you've got a lot of value out of our podcast. Make sure you tell your friends about us, and because that word of mouth can really, really help. We want to be number one in the business section on Podomatic.com for this, as well as for our weight loss podcast. So this is Scott Patton and Shane James of http://success.podomatic.com signing off for this time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.